Welcome once again to another episode of Demand Gen Radio, the one program that brings you all the latest methods and technologies for driving growth and increasing demand. With the voice of Demand Gen, David Lewis.
All right, welcome everybody to another episode of Demand Gen Radio. The reason I am so excited by this podcast, in fact, I told my guest that this is probably going to be my favorite podcast that I've ever recorded. And he's like, I don't know, we'll see when it's done. And so, Dave, I am going to let you be the judge. But I got to tell you, the reason I'm so excited about it is I really feel that my career journey, like sitting here at this podcast, doing it with you, is because of you. And I want to share a little bit about backstory with my listeners before we get into our topic, which is video. We're going to talk about video, and we're going to talk about Dave and his company who uses video on YouTube, because I really think that a lot of you are going to be inspired to incorporate more video in what you are doing, and that you're going to learn from Dave how his team got started and the success that they are having. But before we do that, here's just a quick 2-minute backstory, because I'm very excited to be here with you today. You don't know this, Dave, but when I started at Ellie Mae in 2003, Sig Anderman, the founder and CEO, you know Sig very, very well. He gave me a book, and the book is called Tipping Point. And it's by an author that I'm sure you've either read that book or read other books of Malcolm Gladwell. So he handed me this book as kind of like a book that he gives all of his executive team. And he says, Dave, I want you to read this book. Have you read it? And I said, no, I haven't. And the book is all about building your network. Absolutely about building your network. And he talks about connectors out in the business world that I should meet, because I knew nothing, Dave, as you know, about the mortgage industry in 2003, other than being someone who has bought a home before, but I never knew what the industry was all about and the processes. So who do I meet? I meet you. I meet you as one of the guys that I go out to mentor me and coach me on the mortgage industry. And so Dave Savage, for all of you, is the founder and CEO of Mortgage Coach. We'll talk a little bit about them in a minute. But he started the company back in 1997. And so I joined Ellie Mae in 2003. So by this time, Dave knows not only a ton about the mortgage industry being one of the leading SaaS companies in the space, but he knows everybody in the industry. So he starts introducing me to folks. Those introductions lead me to a relationship that I developed with Todd Duncan, another great mentor of mine. And some of you might be familiar with the stories I've shared about Todd and me starting Demand Gen. But I met Todd through Dave Savage. And even more importantly, as those valuable relationships, is I met Tony Robbins at a conference when he was sharing about the recipes that he had uncovered from Mrs. Fields. And so I'm sitting here in the audience and he's talking about Mrs. Fields and he says, what's her recipe? And everyone says, cookies. And he goes, no, that's not a recipe for success as Tony does. He goes, it's about building franchises. And he said, what's your recipe for success? And I wrote down on a piece of paper, marketing automation. And so you and I go out into the lobby later that day. And I said, Dave, what'd you write down? I think you said, I didn't write anything down. And I'm like, well, okay, I wrote down. He goes, what'd you write down? And so you asked me, Dave, and I showed you the piece of paper. And I said, how to use marketing automation? He goes, yeah, man, the shit that you've done at Ellie Mae, it's incredible. And I said, yeah, well, I think I should go start an agency and teach other people and help people with the tech. And you're like, very flippant, Dave Savage. He's like, yeah, man, if you do that, great. Let me know, because I'd probably want to be a client of yours. And the rest is history, because I went and started that agency and I called you up and I said, remember that idea? And you said, which idea? You have a lot of ideas, Dave. And I'm like, the one about starting an agency to help people with the use and adoption of marketing technology. And you're like, yeah. And you became a client. And here we are now, 12 years later, doing a podcast together where you are about to teach people about all the cool stuff that you guys have done with video. So that's why I'm so excited, Dave. Is that justified? Cool.
I love that story, and I love that I was one of your first few clients. I know, I think Ellie Mae was probably your first. I think maybe we were your second or third. So I love the story, and nothing makes me happier than making a difference for the people that know me.
Cool. Well, thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for connecting me with those people and getting me on my career journey. I really, really appreciate it. Dave, tell folks a little bit about Mortgage Coach, just for the folks that don't know the mortgage industry. You're a SaaS company, so you're like a lot of people listening into the program. You're not quite, I mean, you're B2B and B2I in a certain way, but I'll let you tell folks who Mortgage Coach is, and then let's talk about video.
Yeah, well, I think most of your listeners are B2B sales and marketing executives. So the view that I would have you look at is Mortgage Coach is a sales optimization, sales enablement platform that integrates with, you know, CRMs, integrates in our business, it's called the LOS, the loan origination software. We integrate with everything. You know, from a loan officer or mortgage professional's perspective, we help them go from being a rate quoter that delivers price, here's your rates, here's your monthly payment, Mr. and Mrs. homebuyer, or Mr. and Mrs. homeowner that's thinking about refinancing, and we help them go, oh, let me show you more than just rates and fees. Let me put those graphically so you can see bar charts and graphs on how different programs compare. And then the secret sauce to Mortgage Coach is showing debt decisions, mortgage decisions over different impact times that might be relevant to a family. Some families, you know, they want to move up and do a bigger home in 5 years. So let's look at those mortgage decisions monthly. Let's look at those mortgage decisions over 5 years. And then, hey, let's look at that mortgage decision over 30 years so you make the best decision. So netting it out, we help families make more confident, smarter mortgage decisions. And then, you know, why mortgage companies invest in Mortgage Coach is because we improve conversion, lead to loan conversion. We improve referrals. And we just create a lot of ROI and value, you know, from a profits and production standpoint for mortgage companies. So I don't know, Dave, you could probably say it better than I do, but that's how I say it to your audience.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. My daughter is actually right in the process of going through buying a home. They are looking for homes, and I'm going to make sure that her loan officer uses Mortgage Coach and tell him, his name's Jim Larson, and tell him, Jim, if you're not using Mortgage Coach, then you're not helping my daughter make the most informed decision about one of the most important financial decisions of her life. So stay tuned on that. I may have a new customer for you. Let's talk about video. When did you get started with video, Dave? And tell us a little bit about the why behind that.
Well, I mean, there's two parts of the Mortgage Coach video story. I mean, there's the part of where we integrate it into our product so that the loan officers that are delivering advice for families, you know, they're not only providing this interactively with charts, graphs, they can add a video to it. So we've for a long time, we have believed that part of our job is to help the mortgage professional deliver a better advice experience. And part of that is building trust faster. And part of that is emotionally connecting with people. So, you know, there's the part of Mortgage Coach that's integrated in our product. Video's easy to add, audio's easy to add. And that's, you know, that's well over 7 years. And then I think another part of the video, you know, the Mortgage Coach video story is that we learned when the great meltdown, you know, the mortgage meltdown happened in 2000, 2008, you know, we learned who used our product, you know, and we also lost a lot of loan officers. So, I mean, that was a humbling time in the Mortgage Coach story because we learned who used our product because if they didn't use it daily, if it wasn't essential, they deactivated and a lot of them went out of business. And so there's the Mortgage Coach YouTube story where I really created this why that the best loan officers in America use Mortgage Coach. And that's true. 34% of loan officers that close over 100 loans a year, they use their customers of ours. So we had this amazing customer base of the most successful loan officers in America. And I, coming out of the meltdown, decided that, you know what? Part of my job as CEO and founder is to identify the most influential leaders in our community and then create video content that we could then broadcast and market to the mortgage industry to help drive adoption of our technology and to help our users become more successful with our technology. So kind of two dual Mortgage Coach video stories.
Yeah. The product one, I think for the, you know, my community, the folks who listen to Demand Gen Radio, if they're not in product management or they're not in positions where they can inform and change the product, harder for them to maybe influence there. But whether it's product or customer service, I know that, you know, today, I'll use an example. Earlier this week, I had fixed one of the blinds in my home. And it's one of those automated blinds where you have a little remote control and the blinds go up and down, which is actually pretty cool. So I love home automation. And one of the blinds went bad, so I had the motor replaced. And when they sent the remote control back, it wasn't paired to the blinds. Well, they came with this little instruction manual that I could barely read because the text was so small. So even though I stuck on my reader glasses, I could not barely read the text. And it was a horrible manual. So what did I do? Went to YouTube, search for Somfy, S-O-M-F-Y, that's the name of the blinds, and looked for videos on how to change the settings. And sure enough, there was 2, 3, 4 minute videos, all these different videos that both they, the company, had made, to your point, as well as fans of the product and installers made, and I could learn how to do it. So I think using video, today's day and age, you know, the technology is available. There's no reason, no excuse for us not, for those that are delivering solutions to customers and who's not, to augment our content with video to make a better customer experience. Let's focus, because most of the people listening to the podcast, as you said, sales and marketing leaders, let's talk about your use and adoption of video for them. And I want to make a point, and I know that there are lots of people from Adobe that listen to Demand Gen Radio, and I appreciate you guys telling me all the time. I took a check, Dave, on how many people subscribe to Marketo's channel on YouTube. And guess what? You have as many subscribers to your channel as big old Marketo does within the Adobe. And they have, I think Marketo has something like 50,000 users. And by if I'm misquoting, I apologize. But I know that they have like 5,000-6,000 clients, and every one of their clients has multiple users. So there's a big following. That's the point. How many companies do you have as clients, Dave? Companies?
Yeah, so we've got about a little over 100 lenders, and you know, a little over 10,000-11,000 actual users. So yeah, they've got us beat in terms of you know, companies and users for
but
sure.
But you're going toe to toe with the number of subscribers of your YouTube channel. And if and I'm guessing if you were probably like me, like I like to say that Demand Gen Radio was a 2-year overnight success, because for the first year, it was like 70 listeners in a month, and then 100 listeners the next month, and then maybe fell back to 90 or 110. I'm like, okay, it's my mom and like 99 other people who know me. They're listening to Demand Gen Radio. Actually, my mom doesn't listen. I do know. And then all of a sudden, momentum kicked in. And we can talk about what helps drive that, because you've got a lot more tips than I do. But I know for me, it certainly was very guest-driven, and it certainly was very frequency-driven. So as soon as I up the number of podcasts, I think for all of you, and I appreciate all the loyal listeners, you're like, you know what, Dave's cranking out a lot more content with some great guests, so I think I'm going to subscribe, or I'm going to tune in. And then all of a sudden, there was the hockey stick numbers where we've got about 4,000 listeners every month. What was your journey in terms of starting out, even down to like, did you think about the tools and the technology? Like, what were some of those hurdles? Because what I would like everybody on this podcast to come away with is maybe even just for their own personal brand, putting videos up on whether it's LinkedIn or YouTube or even Facebook. But I'd like to inspire you certainly to do more in your sales and marketing activities, just as Dave has done, because these guys are just crushing it, and they don't use any expensive tools that aren't available to all of us. So what was the journey like?
Yeah, so I'll close out, and maybe we'll talk about our philosophy on keeping things very authentic, organic, not highly produced. I mean, the journey was, when I first started YouTube videos, it was just every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, I would interview someone amazing. And coming out of the meltdown, the industry needed leadership. Even most mortgage companies, you know, weren't having regular sales meetings. The sales meetings weren't great. So my inspiration was, every Tuesday at 9, I'm going to put on the mortgage industry's best sales meeting. And I have a couple philosophies. One, the best sales strategy is advice. So you'd have to align with that. Like, if you, you know, don't align that advice is the number one best sales strategy, you might not want to subscribe to our community. And then I have another philosophy that use technology to be more, you know, to amplify your humanity. Like, you have to align with, you know, technology makes me a better salesperson. Technology with video helps me amplify who I am and do it more effectively. So, you know, advice, technology, the best sales meeting in the mortgage industry. Every Tuesday, 9 o'clock. Started off by just interviewing people in the mortgage industry and people that were our customers. So it was like identifying our most influential, best, most compelling people that you'd want to invite to your sales meeting. And then, it, you know, kind of got bigger than that. You know, I said, hey, what if I brought people in that were authors outside the mortgage industry? I've interviewed Simon Sinek, and it was an incredible interview. I've interviewed Jocko Willink, the author of Extreme Ownership, Darren Hardy, But I've always kept this focus that it's going to be like 70% industry insiders that are killing it, leadership at Mortgage, and 20 to 30% outside influencers. So that was pretty much up until about 2 years ago, that was the formula. Every Tuesday, 9 o'clock, I would do this live interview. Used to be on GoToMeeting. Today it's on Zoom. We love Zoom. And then we do it live and then we upload it into our YouTube channel. About 2 years ago, when we were having so much great feedback, it was helping us in the sales process, you know, helping us win new brands, and it was helping with adoption. You know, we amplified it. Like, let's, you know, we don't have to just do it every Tuesday. I could like find a great story and a great person. Our formula is pretty much the same. You know, we do it on Zoom, sometimes live, sometimes not. Nowadays, we not only do it on Zoom, but we broadcast it Facebook Live in our Facebook group called Mortgage Coach Productivity Mastermind. So there's a Zoom, you know, 100 people in Zoom, you know, 50-ish people watching it live in our Facebook group. And then we put it into our YouTube channel. And it, at a minimum, a couple hundred people watch it. And at a maximum, you know, 10,000 people watch it in our YouTube channel. So that's kind of our format. And that's some high-level description of what we're doing.
Love it. Let me recap that. So a couple brilliant things that they did. Number one was, you don't have to always be the content. So for those of you thinking like, okay, who in the organization are you going to have to do these, whether it's a video or a podcast, we're focusing on video today, who's going to do it? Well, Dave's motto was find people within your customer base that are doing it. And I've followed the same strategy here on Demand Gen Radio. Everyone that's on the program falls into essentially three categories. They're either a client of ours who are sharing their recipes of success. They're someone within the MarTech community or sales tech community, leaders of those organizations that are talking about their solutions on our MarTech Monday episodes. Or like you, I've had some great authors. I've had Don Peppers, who's a legend in marketing on the program. I've had a number of best-selling authors join me. You had Simon Sinek, which is amazing. I'm a huge Simon fan. So that was your recipe. I've applied, I think, some of that. And your advice about the best sales strategy is to share advice. So be thinking about that. What was it like for you, Dave? Because you're very comfortable doing the videos. You can look into, I'm picking up my iPhone right now, so I'm looking at the title, like 1 millimeter. Camera on that, right? And you're an energy guy. You always have a ton of energy, but you're able to bring that energy when you're looking into that little tiny pinhole. How did you get there? Was it like that for you day one, or did you get more comfortable doing the videos over time?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt repetitions matter. You know, I mean, when I interview people, when I get on video, who I am today is vastly different than when I started off doing it. You know, I coach a lot of loan officers and, you know, I'm an evangelist to using video in the sales and marketing process. And, you know, the first one's the hardest. It gets easier as you go. And I usually set an expectation that, you know, if you pick up tech well and you're natural, 10 reps and you'll be getting after it. And if you don't, 20, you know, so repetitions matter. You know, I have something that's, you know, it's both a gift and some people would say, you know, dyslexia is a disadvantage. But, you know, I'm dyslexic. And so talking is a lot easier than writing. And I've never misspelled a word with video. So you know, I do have that gift going for me that made video something that I loved it. Didn't have to worry about spell check and I could just rift it out. But I have coached and mentored just thousands of loan officers now where there really is, you know, there's a mortgage coach revolution going on in the mortgage industry, which is advice-based, you know, use technology to deliver advice. And there is a video revolution going on in the mortgage experience. And I think it's all about reps, but I always say it starts with why. You've got to really get clear on your personal why, your business why, and then you got to do the reps.
So until this point, Dave, you've been using YouTube primarily as a place to publish all of your videos. We've seen a number of our clients not only do what you're doing on video and publishing there, but they're using platforms like Vidyard. And the reason they use Vidyard is, A, they can syndicate their content out to YouTube and still have their content on YouTube. but they use Vidyard because they want to control the experience. So you mentioned earlier that you have a lot of customer videos, right? And if you post a customer video, at the end of that video, if it's on YouTube, you really can't control what they see next or what they're exposed to. And so a lot of people, it's one of the reasons they like Vidyard is for controlling more of the user experience, as well as there's a lot of interactive tools. Have you guys ever thought about looking at something like Vidyard for the evolution of what you're doing in video?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because we're actually in the sales process right now with Vidyard, and I was on a demo a couple of weeks ago, really impressive program. You know, our thought on that is similar to how we create our product. Like, loan officer can send a link to a family, they click on it, and we know whether they consume the video, we know how long they watched it. That's valuable to our user. And so, the YouTube channel is great for broadcasting content, for making it available. But yes, we would like to take some of our content, both some of the videos that we have on YouTube, but also like when we just create a specific video for a specific client, we want to be able to send that to them. And we want to know, did they watch it? How long did they watch it? And be able to embed different calls to action. So yeah, no, Vidyard looks very interesting. And now that we've transitioned to HubSpot, we're seriously considering adopting that as a video platform to improve our sales effectiveness.
Yeah, they're very tightly integrated to HubSpot, as you just mentioned. And also they have a new, more strategic partnership with Adobe/Marketo. These days. Cool. I didn't know you were doing that. They do have a plugin module as well for the browser, for the Chrome browser, so that someone can record a video with their webcam and then shoot it as part of a sales or customer engagement. No surprise that you are consistently always looking at new tools and technologies and taking your game to the next level.
Always pushing the envelope.
Yeah. For anyone, and I don't know who's not on YouTube today, at least doing, whether it's, I'm not saying you have to follow like a YouTuber, right? But there's so much great content. I would suggest people go watch a couple of the top YouTubers that are out there and see how comfortable and natural they are. If you're not even familiar with Twitch, which is primarily a gaming platform, my daughter's on Twitch, my future son-in-law's on Twitch. They're very comfortable with the cameras. It's like the camera's not even in the room, right? It's almost like reality TV. They're so comfortable with the cameras around because they're used to, and like I said, repetition is there. So for those of you that are not on video, just jump in. But if you're thinking about doing video for your company, think about that advice that Dave had about linking in your customers. Content planning. You love to be authentic. So let's talk about content planning. In fact, when you and I talked yesterday and had a little time on our calendar, you thought we were going to record the podcast right then. Like, you showed up. Totally.
I'm like, let's go.
Well, no, today's kind of our prep call just to make sure that we know we got our theme down and what we're going to talk about. But we didn't practice anything. We didn't write a script out. We just knew, hey, I'd like to share a little bit, kind of surprise Dave with how much I value the history of our relationship. Boom. And then let's talk about video and some of the things, the why, and now we're getting to content. So there's an outline. It's not random acts of content. It's purposeful. It's designed for your listener to take away something. And in this case, hopefully people are inspired to incorporate video more into their content. Because as you said, you don't have to worry about the words that you're writing. You don't even have to worry about the visuals for that matter. We are the visual. We are the content. Your content strategy. You said, I want to get some of the best loan officers in the world on here to share their recipes with everyone else. Do you look at what they might share? Break down, like, if there even is a content calendar, to think, okay, I don't want everybody talking about the same stuff, or maybe I do want some repetition. How do you plan out the different guests that you have so that there's an ongoing theme, or that the parts all link together?
Well, I definitely think from the conversations I've had with people that there's a lot of, at least by my standard, a lot of over planning going on, because I have done no planning. Like the call with Simon Sinek. I mean, I wanted to have a prep call with him. Didn't get to have one. I wanted him to come on 10 to 15 minutes early. There was no prep, and you guys listened to it. He killed it. And so I have had multiple prep calls and had rough, like, not great content. So I am definitely not of the philosophy, the more prep, the better the call, or the better the interview, or the better the conversation. I think if you have a great guest and you bring in someone that's an expert and they have a certain level of confidence and expertise, great things are going to happen. I definitely have an intentionality, you know, like my internal process before an interview is I always go ask myself these questions. I write it down in Evernote. What do I want my audience to think? What do I want my audience to feel? And what do I want my audience to do? So think, feel, do. That's a personal process that I go through so that I'm connecting, you know, logically, emotionally, and there's a purpose. Like, I don't do a lot of interviews where it's like, I don't have some, you know, whether it's a sales call to action or whether it's a adoption homework assignment or create reps, there's an intentional do that I go into the conversation with. But I do really caution people, you know, over nothing will get in the way of creating content than over prepping, worrying about, you know, quality of camera. I mean, a lot of the, most of the videos I've done are with my iPhone. It's an X now, so it's pretty damn good, you know. But, you know, if you look at any of the content, I mean, most of the videos from an iPhone or a computer, you know, I use, while I did it for you, Dave, I'm using the blue, you know, Yeti mic. You know, typically I'm using Apple AirPods or, you know, I'm doing that. In terms of the time to prep, most of the interviews I do. Now, I'm interviewing people that I know pretty well. Like if it's an author, I read their book because I'm a reader. You know, I mean, I like to consume content. That's entertainment for me. I don't watch the news, but I do, you know, do a lot of audiobooks and podcasts. So I usually, just because of who I am, I know about the people that I'm interviewing. And then I usually try to get them to come on the call 15 minutes early, and then we record. So I do not do, in anything that I do, a multiple prep call. I will give people the option if they want to have a pre-call prep call, that I'll do that. But it's really rare that I have that call. So I think there is intentionality, there is thought before I just jump on the phone or jump on a Zoom call and go. But there's, you know, prep to me has gotten in the way of this authenticity, this verisimilitude, where people just like, oh, this is real. This is a real conversation between real people. Yeah, they might have some agenda, but it's a very authentic agenda. So those are my thoughts on prep.
I love it. Let's talk about equipment. So for those of you listening, some of you are at the gym right now. Some of you are driving in your car. Some of you are walking a dog, or maybe you're sitting at your desk listening to that. If you don't think for a minute that I didn't notice that we audio glitched probably 7 times so far, let me tell you, I'm aware of that too. And the reason is A, I was a DJ all throughout college. So I have, when it comes to audio quality, I am OCD. I mean, it has to be perfect. And Dave experienced that when we got together today, because I'm like, do you have a room with a little better acoustics, less echo? And how about this? And how about that? Because look, it's a privilege to be in your ear right now. Like, it's an honor that Dave and I, our voice is literally in your ear. There's no more intimate form of communication than what we're experiencing right now. Now, if you layer video onto that, you can see. So we took a look at our backgrounds and we took a look at the lighting. And look, you can be as anal as you want about these things, but here's what really matters to the point about Dave is you don't need expensive gear. The software tools are available. The editing software is either free or inexpensive. And there's really nothing that you, there's no hurdles in your way other than planning and execution, right? That and even the planning only requires a commitment of the resources and time to do this, and not much more than that. So look, the quality is not going to be perfect. When you heard those audio glitches, I'm sure some of you are wondering, oh, is my Wi-Fi cutting out, or was that my phone, or was that them? Well, it was us. And maybe you heard other stuff that was you, but for the most part, it was us. But we're still moving forward and we don't obsess about it, and it's not perfect. So let's talk about the platform now, YouTube. So it's not just YouTube. So you do Facebook Live, you do YouTube, and do you cast to anything else or post these anywhere else?
We're talking about turning some of our content and creating micro content that we put in Instagram TV. But, you know, right now our primary platforms are, our YouTube is definitely our video platform, and Facebook, we have a Facebook Live, Facebook group. Those are the two most valuable places that we engage with both our members, you know, our premium paid members. And then we also executed that in a way that that content is available to any loan officer that, you know, aligns with our values of advice, technology, and success.
And what was the decision to go through to do live versus record and then post them later? What's the pro and cons of doing that?
Well, I just find that there's an X factor when you're going live. Like, it's just hard to, you know, there's just an energy that takes place when you know you're in a live situation and it's real time. There's just an energy that I thrive on. And I think better content comes when there's a live element to it. Like, we're going live. And so there's that. And then, you know, I have a value of transparency and authenticity that, literally, let's take that live experience, and it's very rare that we edit it. And I've had debates with both my business partners and my marketing team, you know, because I say and all a lot. You know, there's a lot of people on my team that want to put bumpers on things, that want to, you know, edit the content to drive our corporate agenda. And we do that. I mean, there are some videos in our YouTube channel that they have bumpers. They are edited. You know, there's words flying in and out, but by and large, I'm just big on, hey, I'm going to find great people in the mortgage coach community. They're some of the most successful people that you could learn from in the mortgage industry. And I'm going to, in the most raw live format, interview them in a raw way, put that into our Facebook group and make it available to any loan officer that wants to subscribe to it. And that's our model. And it's worked for us. I mean, the thing I'm most proud of is just the engagement. I mean, you look at how, you know, some of our videos, how many times they're liked, how many times they're shared. And where we're at today is, you know, there's a lot, I mean, countless new loan officers getting in the business and saying, I learned the mortgage business on Mortgage Coach YouTube channel. And we're creating success of value that goes beyond just our technology platform. So it's, you know, that's our strategy and that's our top venues.
Nice. And from your own promotion, you also get the amplification of the people who you've done these videos with, them promoting them to their own network. So that just, you know, it creates that cascading effect of not only the content to your audience, but to theirs as well. And getting someone like Simon on the program has been huge.
And we're pretty intentional about that. Like, I'll interview someone from a big company and I'll interview them for the Mortgage Coach community. But then now, how do we take that content and use it to drive success within this large organization? So that's definitely a consideration with, you know, who we interview, how we interview, and then our promotional strategy once we do those interviews.
Cool. How many videos, plus or minus, do you have now on YouTube? And over what time was it, if you were just to take a wild guess, unless you have the numbers?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, it's over 1,000. You know, I mean, it's a lot over a lot of years. You know, keep in mind, you know, like, we have how-to videos, but that's like 80. You know, we have 80 how-to videos. Anything that a loan officer would want to know how to do with our technology, we've got a how-to playlist. But you know, today we do a live Tuesday interview that I lead. I do consider that one of the most important things I do as founder and CEO of Mortgage Coach. And then we do a Friday live mastermind, which there's a group of leaders in the community that take turns on who's on that. And then I would say at least 1 to 2 times a week, I schedule 30 minutes. And in that 30-minute window, I'll do 10 minutes of prep with someone. And then we'll record for 15 to 20 minutes of something that we just, you know, we think is on point with the market. Like, interest rates just dropped. So I've been doing interviews with some of the most successful loan officers. Hey, interest rates just dropped. You know, what are you doing? How are you doing it? How are you using Mortgage Coach to do that? And you know, we're creating scripts and best practices to help our community make the most of the drop in interest rates, stuff like that.
Yeah. What's interesting when you talk about all these people that you've had on the program, has anyone ever said no to you? Because no one's ever said no to me on being on the podcast. I've gotten zero no's to date.
You know, there are some incredibly successful, you know, call it the 20 most successful loan officers in America, that they'll say yes a few times a year, but they'll say no a few times a year because they're protecting their time. They make a living, you know, being a mortgage professional. So, but to your point, no. I mean, I did have to work pretty hard for the Simon Sinek interview. That was not an easy yes. I had to have a couple calls with his team and so on. I've been trying to get Jocko Willink back for another show. Haven't got him back, but no doubt, you know, most of the asks that we get are yes.
Jocko does a great podcast. I'm envious that you had Jocko.
By the way, his podcast is amazing.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of that podcast.
There's a few that I've been listening to these days, not only because I enjoy the content, but I'm always trying to up my game. It's easy to learn out there. You can actually see the visuals of what microphones people are using, what headsets they're using. There's lots of tips and tricks on the various software. Kudos to Justin, who produces our podcast. He was just in my office earlier this week. I don't know if this podcast will incorporate that, but he's downloaded some new tools to just optimize the audio that much more and just make it sound that much better. I'll tell you, Dave, we haven't bit the video bullet yet fully. We do have a bunch of videos that we have on our website, and we have released some videos out there in the wild, but nothing like what you're doing on regularly and scheduled. So I'm going to make a call to action to everyone listening to this podcast. I have been flirting with the idea, like there's the idea, and I look at it every day, which is Demand Gen TV. That's what I call it, because this is Demand Gen Radio, and I thought about Demand Gen TV. And I would love to create a channel where we show, and whatever channels that is, whatever platform that is, we do show and tell of how to leverage some of these MarTech tools. And I know all of you are out there with that knowledge. I know my team has a tremendous amount of knowledge, and I just haven't bit the bullet of like, okay, we're going to commit to a weekly or biweekly or whatever frequency show of do show and tell. But think about for your team, you know, we deployed you on Eloqua years ago. You've since migrated over to HubSpot. You're using HubSpot. We've got a bunch of clients, you know, lots and lots of clients on all the various marketing automation platforms like Marketo's, like HubSpot, like Eloqua, like Pardot, all of them. Then there's the CRM, and then there's all the MarTech stack. And I thought, nobody's really done a MarTech show that show and tell of all these different tools. And I'd like to do it. So if you think that is a good idea and something that you'd like to be a guest on, if you guys have a recipe out there and you'd like to do some show and tell, let me know. Drop me a note on LinkedIn or through email if you've got my email, and tell me what you think of that idea. Because I'll tell you, once I get about 10 or 12 people that are willing to start putting some content together, we got a show, and we'll just do the show and tell and record it. Justin was saying the other day, he watched the session that you and I did together, and he looked at it and he goes, wow, it's really well edited. I like the screen cuts and that type of stuff. I go, Justin, there's no editing there. That's live. That was the file saved and put up online, but it was done really well. And you said you use Zoom for that, which is cool.
Right, yeah, man. No, that was done live with Zoom. That was broadcast. We had hundreds of people on it. We broadcasted live into our Facebook group. I think we had like 500 to 1,000 views. And then we put it in the YouTube channel, and you know, we've got hundreds more. And here's the deal. I love what you said. And I think every SaaS platform, especially all you CRMs and sales enablements, one gripe I have is that everything you've done is either so highly produced or formulated. And taking nothing away from, you know, the support team and the trainers that create the video, but I think, you know, at the C-suite, you should be meeting with your clients. This is, again, this is part of my why too, is it keeps me closer to the trenches and how the users of our platform are using it strategically. And again, it started off with just committing to an hour a week where I would interview someone that was a leader in our community. And I think it's been valuable for us. And I would love to see all the CRM companies, all the technology and marketing companies create, you know, what I think are just better leadership videos that go beyond just your product. Yeah. Would be my advice.
That's great advice. Dave, thank you for joining me on the program. I just love seeing you because you give me such a great energy. I loved having dinner when you were up here in Danville, down the street from the restaurant where I got with Todd, and he said, Dave, go start your agency. And again, I wouldn't have had that relationship with Todd, and I wouldn't be sitting here today and have helped all the clients that we've done, including you guys, if it hadn't been for you just welcoming me into the mortgage industry and teaching me what I needed to know to be successful when I ran marketing at Ellie Mae. So thank you, my friend. It's I am eternally grateful, and I really, really appreciate it. And I'm glad that we finally have a chance to make some content together that which we haven't done since the days of us doing mortgage stuff together. It was very, very cool.
Well, it's amazing to see what you've accomplished to become, you know, one of the foremost leaders in sales and marketing automation, you know, and, you know, the companies that you've consulted with. I mean, it's just super impressive to see what you've accomplished, my brother. And I love this podcast. I would love to see you get after it and create some interesting videos and a YouTube channel. Any help that I could give you, please do it. And anybody that's listening to this, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can connect with me on Facebook. And if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a message or email me at dave@mortgagecoach.com. Dave, it was an honor to be here, brother.
Dave Savage, connect with him on LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to our little bromantic get together. Obviously, we're great friends, and we inspire each other, push each other to be better. So you heard me make my stated goal. I want us to practice what we're preaching here and get Demand Gen TV or some version of that out there. And to my own team that listens to the podcast, call to action to you guys. Let's assemble ourselves and let's go do it. Maybe it's not next month, but maybe it's on a shorter path than what it should be. Dave, you mentioned the mortgage meltdown. One of the things that I'm probably most proud of you and Joe is you have gone, if you started the business in 1997, that's 22 years. You have weathered several ups and downs, and you guys continue to thrive. Probably one of the most innovative SaaS companies out there. You keep adopting the new technologies and adapt to the market. So kudos for you. You're an agent of change, and you know I love companies that are agile and that are willing to move quick. So congrats on all the business success. I think that's going to do it for this episode of Demand Gen Radio. For all of you who have been tuning in this summer while you're out and about with your friends and family, I hope you are having a great summer vacation. Thank you for being part of the Demand Gen Radio community. If I can make one call to action, that is drop a review on iTunes. It would be great if you wouldn't mind doing that. And if anytime you see me post the videos or the podcast on LinkedIn, would love to get your comments and thoughts. I'd love connecting with you. The great thing about podcasting is it's a great forum to get communication out there. Not so good for the interaction, except for the guests. So I'd love to hear from you guys. That's going to do it. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Take care.
You've been listening to Demand Gen Radio, bringing you the top industry experts, thought leaders, authors, marketing technology firms, and senior marketing leaders from around the world to teach you the methods and technologies for high-performance marketing.